Blog Talk Radio.
But exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we are not going to let anything hold us back. It is marvelous, marvelous, marvelous Monday, and we are unboxed and moving forward. We're moving forward, y'all. Well, you know what? Not a little technology is going to hold us back. There is absolutely nothing that is going to hold you back. The only thing that can hold you back is you. And I know people, they hear that all the time, and sometimes they think that that's not true. They really feel that's not true because they believe that what's holding them back are situations, their condition, their circumstance, their surroundings, their environment. Some people even believe it is other people holding them back. Their parents, their siblings, their friends, coworkers, supervisors, and just rank strangers. But here's what we know about success in life. That 90% of success is just showing up to yourself, showing up to your own life. You have the locus of control at work. Your locus of control is taking that 90% of things that you can control, which is all internal, and using it, as opposed to using 90% of your efforts on something that you only have 10% control over. That's the external things. So using our locus of control, taking control over everything that is within my realm, in my circle, so to speak. Not believing. See, our belief system is what is driving our actions. Our actions, believe it or not, your actions and my actions at the deep level, at the deepest level, are driven by beliefs. And beliefs are taught to us, are established as we are being raised, as we're growing up. You see, if you have a belief that calamity will befall you because of your gender, your race, the color of your skin, or some other thing, you know, money, your economic status in life, if you believe that success is based on that, well, your actions are going to bear that out. You know, you got to make truth of that. See, whatever you believe, now your mind has to go into action to make what you believe true. So, for instance, if you believe, let's just say you're a female, and you believe that women have a subservient place in society. Let's just say that's what you believe. Well, your mind doesn't know any difference. It only knows what you tell it. So if you tell your mind, if you say that, then your mind has to make that true for you. And that's why you'll notice other women around you may be very successful at what they do. They may be superseding even males, for that matter. And you may wonder, how is that happening for them? But that's because they're operating out of their own belief system. They may have a total separate belief system than what you have. So if you want to change your mind, if you want to change your belief system, you see, this is the problem. You need to change your belief system. And many people do not know how to do just that. They don't know how to change their belief system. So that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about this morning, is how to change a belief system that has been so ingrained in you for years, maybe all your life. And we actually, you know, see, thinking will impact your belief system if you think something long enough. But you got to think it long enough to get real change. But many people, they give in and they stick with their beliefs. Okay, they, for instance, they'll say, this is what my mother believed, or my grandmother, or my father, or my grandfather believed. And they're just holding on to a belief system that was passed on to them. For instance, if you remember our current president, Barack Obama, when he got ready to run for president, he had to fight a belief system that said black men could not run the country of the United States. And he also had to fight a belief system that said a black man can run for president, but he would not be elected. He had to fight those things first before he won. He had to fight those things in order to win, because had he gone into the race with this belief system operating in his subconscious mind that black men could not run the country, nor could they win the presidency race, if that belief system was working in his mind, his conscious or subconscious mind, you know, the subconscious mind, that's that really deep level of your mind, of your thinking, of your belief system that is surface, you know, in the subconscious mind, things that are planted there from years ago that we're still operating on, okay? Things in your subconscious, like you may not have been, let's just say you're like me, you're from another state. You may not have been home in years, but when you get there, you remember things because it's buried in your subconscious mind, and as you need them, it just comes up. So the belief system is what is holding you back from the success that you want in life. You have to change your belief system. Now, in my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, and I really want people to purchase that book. It's a great book. The first chapter talks about choosing to change. You know, for a lot of people, that's where they need to start. You know, you need to change a lot of things before you can move on. And one of the things that needs to be changed is our thinking, our belief system. Your thinking is what you're thinking about are the things that you believe. So you need to get a copy of that book. Order it. We now ship right from the day we receive the order, because now we can ship right from our location. We don't have to even go to the post office anymore. Those days are over. So you're going to find out that you're getting your book a lot faster. Now, the only way it would not come that fast is that the book is not in stock, and we would have to order the book, and it takes about a week to sometimes 2 weeks to get the book. But you want to order that book, Release Your Power. As a matter of fact, I urge you to order it right now. Go to the website. If you don't have a copy already, go to my website, www.lilisajwillims.com. Go to that website and order your copy today. Now, that's what I'm going to be using as my coaching. I'm doing coaching sessions for individuals who want to take their lives on the destiny of your dreams. If you want to live your dreams, if you want to have more fun, have more energy, have more time to do the things in life that you love doing, ministry work, spend more time with your family, then you want to make sure you sign up for my coaching program that will help you do just that. It will help you do that. And it doesn't matter where you live. You can live in North Carolina, Oklahoma, Louisiana. You could be in Mexico. You could be in the south of Africa. But we are redoing our Release Your Power coaching so that you can have the life that you want. So your belief system is what is either blocking you or blessing you, one or the other. If it's blocking you, you are not going to be able to move forward until you get rid of those. You must get rid of those beliefs because they are debilitating and they are holding you back. These are beliefs that some of us have had ever since we were little children. Yes, since we were children, we've had these beliefs about money, about eating, about health. These are beliefs we have about relationships. For instance, if you believe that, for instance, if you're a woman and your belief system says all men are bad or all men are dogs or all men, well, your brain has to now make that true for you. And therefore, every man that you meet will end end up dogging you out some kind of way, or end up dissing you or mistreating you. And the same holds true for men. If men believe that about women, if that's your belief, then that's what's going to happen for you. That's what's going to be true for you. So we want to help people change their belief system. When you change your belief system at that deep, deep subconscious level of your mind, now you can begin to see how you can experience life in a new way, in a new light, at a new level, that you can begin to truly dream big and have big, experience fulfillment in life, experience abundancy in life, experience, you can really experience prosperity. And it's not just something cute that you hear on Blog Talk Radio or television or infomercials. You can really, really have it. But you have to understand this point about your beliefs, your beliefs which are driving how you think, and then what you think is driving how you speak, and how you speak and what you speak is driving your actions, and our actions are now driving our outcome. Yeah, action and outcomes go together, and most people know that. Some people still don't, but then most of us finally learned that. It took a long time for some of us, and some are still learning as we speak. But it's our actions drive our outcome. So any outcome in your life, any, you could be broke, you could be single, you could be homeless, you could be jobless, you could be careerless. You could have a job but not a career. That means that for people who have a job versus career, what that means is that when you lose that job, you may be unemployed for a long time. Because if you don't understand career, if you're not career-minded, career-minded people, since you have a career or a profession, if you want to call it that, the same thing. If you have a profession, you're not unemployed for a long period of time unless that's your desire, unless that's your desire, okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a job where you lost it and you don't, you know, you can't just pick up and go get another one, yet you need to because you have a mortgage to pay, you have rent to pay, you may have a car note, you may have a truck note, you may have child support payments, you may have children to take care of, you may have, you know, other things in your life that you need to do immediately. And so if you don't have a job, you could find yourself in a homeless shelter. There are many people in a homeless shelter and living in cars that were wonderful working people. But because it was just a job and not a career, typically to make something a career or a profession, you have to either have, you know, years and years of expertise, some type of expert experience with it, because people pay experts. And so if you have an expert experience, you can get paid for that thing. That's how you can go and start a business. Like, for instance, you hear us talk about the custom care dry cleaners. We use that as a model for a lot of business examples here on the Coachella Lisa Show. It's a great business model. If this was Coachella Lisa College, that would definitely be one of our models that we would use to paint an example. But for instance, that model of custom care, that she was an expert, the owner was an expert in the dry cleaning business. So it was very easy for her to, once she left her other job that she was turning into a career, because she also was becoming an expert in that, what she was doing. See, when you become an expert in something, you don't lose jobs. You just move on to something different. And so she became an expert, and therefore she knew she was an expert at dry cleaning. So it was very easy for her to open her own dry cleaners and make a success of it. Because I know people that have tried to open a dry cleaners. They had money, but they had no expertise, and they didn't know how to hire expertise, and their dry cleaning business did not last very long, okay? Or if you become, or if you're an expert, then you have to work the business yourself, because if you try to hire other people that are not experts, they could run your business in the ground, okay? And then there's a whole another set of skills that you need to run your business like an expert. And we'll talk about that on a subsequent show. But today I want to talk about that subconscious thinking and belief system that is driving your life. It's driving your life whether you know it or not. Your beliefs are driving your life whether you know it or not. So whatever is showing up in your life, you can trace it back to a belief or a belief system. Okay, let's say you're broke. I could give you example after example after example. So let's say you don't have any money. That's the outcome. And we said outcomes are driven by actions, and then actions are driven by our words that we speak. What we speak is driven by what we think. What we think is driven by what we believe, and what we believe is taught to us and developed in us as we are growing through life. So from the very, very moment that you come into this world, your belief system is being built, and it's based on your experiences, the way you're raised, what you're taught as a child, what you see as a child, what you experience at home, in your home life, is developing your belief. What you experience as you go out to play with other children, what you experience when you attend school, this is all building up your belief system. So by the time you hit, let's just say 19 or 20, and way before then, really, but by then, your belief system is really set, okay? And now you're operating on that. You've been operating on it. You've been operating on it since you were probably about 5. You developed a lot of beliefs by age 5, but you weren't done. A lot more came when you became a teenager, and then more came as a young adult. But now the belief system is in place, and it's operating, and it's driving your thinking, what you say, your actions, and your outcome. So if you want to change, the outcome in your life on any situation, guess what you have to do? I just want you to take a wild guess. Okay, I think most of you got it. But for those of you who didn't, I'll give it away. If you want to change any outcome in your life, you must change your belief about that outcome. What you think about that thing, whatever your belief system is, if you want to change the way, in other words, as a woman, let's use women, I'll just use women, and one, it's no special reason that I'm using women versus men, other than the fact that I am a woman, so obviously I'm going to give probably a clearer assessment for what a woman might think or do versus what a man might think or do. Well, guess what? You know what? You probably didn't know this, but I'll tell you anyway. I love, you know, sharing new information. Me personally, I've never been a man before. Never. I don't know what it feels like. I have no experience with being a man. So two experiences that I've never, ever had in my entire life, because I've had many, but two that I've absolutely never had. I've never been a man, and I've never had a baby. I've never been pregnant. So I don't even know what it feels like. I can never say, I don't have no clue of morning sickness. I've never had it, ever. I've never experienced it, not one piece about being pregnant. So there's two experiences I've never had in my life. So therefore, my belief system, just for example, about those two things, are not from experience. Anything that I believe about men and or having children, being pregnant, the whole nine yards, is coming from something that I've heard, something someone has told me, something I've read in a book, something I've seen in a movie, something I've seen in a play. I've never had a personal experience. But many of our beliefs do come from personal experiences. But here's the thing. When you are little, from 0 to age 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 5-year-old, 6, 7, 12-year-old, 15-year-old, all of that, when you are going through that in life, these beliefs are being taught to you. That you can't do much about it. For the most part, if you're a child, you're under someone's rule. You're under someone's instruction. You're under someone's care, someone's control. Parents, whoever raised you, whatever household you came up in. If you were in a boarding school, then you learned there. If you were in a foster home, you learned there. If you were in an adoptive home, doesn't matter. Wherever you were, you couldn't do much about it. Okay? Now, here's where it gets good, so to speak. Here's where now you can take control of your life, because you have the power now to look at and assess your beliefs, what it is you believe. Now, this is chapter 2 of the book, Release Your Power. That's why you've got to get the book. Believe me, the topic sounds very innocent. Yes, it's an easy read, but it's very powerful. I'm explaining to you what is in the book. You can now take a look at your beliefs on so many levels, and you can challenge them, challenge that belief. Let's say you believe that women should be subservient to men in your household. That's your belief system, but it's not serving you properly. Your husband is walking all over you, and you're unhappy. That means it's not serving you. So you can challenge that belief. And sometimes what we'll find in the challenge is that this is what Mama told us. You know, nowhere in the Bible that I know of does it talk about that a woman is supposed to be subservient. Sure, there are places where it does show that she was, but it wasn't her choice. And it wasn't God's plan. So, you know, because we have too many opportunities where God had made woman queen, whether it was Queen Esther, whether it was Lady Ruth, whether it was, well, my goodness, he called Eve the mother of civilization. So wherever, you know, it's your belief, again, typically, if you do not challenge your beliefs once you become an adult, 18, 19, 20, whatever age you want to consider yourself an adult, 21, 21 with a job, 21 with college and a job, whatever you consider grown for you. For some people, it's 30. They feel, well, until I hit 30, I'm going to just play around and be foolish. But see, that's their belief system. That's why they're doing that. It's just a belief. Maybe somewhere along their life, they believe that that's what you're supposed to do. And that's what they do. And you'll notice that some kids will just surely play around. As soon as they hit 30, you, like, don't even know that child. You're like, who are you? You know, that's their belief. Some, the age is a little older. They may believe that you do this until you're 35. I remember I had the belief that life begins at 40. I heard so many people say that as a child. You know, it was in the various magazines. It was on different TV shows. And that was my belief, that at 40, something great was going to happen in my life. And guess what? It did. Because whatever you believe, your mind has to make it happen for you. Not for me, not for the person sitting next to you, but for you. So if you believe that, you know, women can't do this or can't do that, that's your belief. Guess what? That's what's going to happen for you. If you believe that African Americans or black people in America can't do this, be that, have this, go there, see that, guess what? It won't happen for you. If you believe, and here's a good one, because I know a lot of people believe this. I know I did. I certainly believed it at the time. I don't no longer believe it. See, beliefs can change. Believe me, you, they can if you let it, if you want it to. But remember the, when we believe that for women, in order to get a man and keep him, we have to sleep with him. We had a belief that if you tell a man to wait, that you don't want to have sex, he'll leave you and go get someone else. Many women have that belief. Oh, yes, they do. I know a lot of women, that's what they believe. If they meet a guy, whether at the museum, they might meet him in church, they might meet him in the pulpit, they might meet him in the back in the prayer room, they might meet him outside in the vestibule, they might meet him at the library, the Pathmark, the Kroger's, the Publix, the Winn-Dixie, wherever you may live. They might meet him at the daycare center, wherever, the golf course, the tennis courts, the basketball play, it doesn't matter where, wherever, the job. Some women believe that when I meet a man and he likes me and I like him, that we cannot get to know each other and then end up getting married unless I sleep with him. And then what happens, that's a faulty belief, okay? It only works for a few people, and that's a whole other story. But if you believe that, now, we said that our beliefs should drive some action, right? Well, sometimes that one doesn't because it's a faulty belief, you see. Okay, if it was a true belief, yes, it would work absolutely, but it's a faulty belief. Okay, it's going against, you know, God's natural laws of the universe, so to speak. So that's why a lot of women, they believe that, and then I wonder if deep down inside they know it's not true. So the real belief that's operating is that they know he's not, and therefore he doesn't. That's a very interesting one there. I might have to do a little more research on that. But what we do know is that they believe that, see, that belief might be working for them, but here's what the belief may be working against them from the other party. Let's say the man that has been chosen for this experiment believes that if a woman sleeps with you before marriage, she's not worthy of marriage. So if he's got that belief going, you got your belief that if I do sleep with him, he will marry me. Now you've got these opposing beliefs, and you see whose belief is more dominant. And you know what? That would make a great TV show topic. Get some men on and some women on to talk about that, because that's very interesting. Yeah, you got these opposing beliefs, and his belief wins, because remember, his belief has to become true for him. So if his belief probably is dominant at that point, in other words, it's a stronger belief, because there may be more men who believe that if she gives you the cow without you purchase, you get the milk from the cow without buying the cow, why buy the cow? So there's more things that support that belief than the belief that this is what you do to hold on to a man. And because it doesn't work, so society proves a lot of times that belief doesn't work. So it's lost momentum in the universe. So believe it or not, as you can see just from our short conversation, how deep these beliefs are, how deep they are, how powerful they are. Your beliefs are powerful, and you can change them. You can change what you believe. You just can't. You just can't. It's just up to you. It's up to you. If you want to change your beliefs, I'm going to help you do that right now. If you want to change your belief system, I'm helping you do that right now. So the first step is what? Purchasing the book, Release Your Power. You've got to read the book. It's going to help you with changing, taking a self-assessment, and then speaking positively about your life, which is a part of your outcomes. When you speak, it's a part of your outcome. And then taking action. So the chapters that talk about talks about making each step solid. You know, that chapter will help you with taking action. So you want to change your belief. You want to first, after you purchase a book, now you want to challenge your beliefs that you have. What do you believe about finances? What do you believe about careers? What do you believe about health? What do you believe about love? If you believe that, you know, you'll never find true love, if you believe that, guess what? You never will. If that's your belief system, remember, your belief system has to make it true for you. So if you believe that you'll never find love, more than likely you probably won't. Because what happens with beliefs, they drive what we think. And what happens with our thoughts, they drive what we speak out of our mouth. And what we speak out of our mouth and put in the atmosphere begins to draw on us and cause us to behave. So our words drive our behavior, our actions. And then what our words and our actions draw on are the behavior. And then our behavior points to our outcome and our destiny. And again, look at anything that's going on in your life and then begin to backtrack. Take any outcome in your life and just simply backtrack. But see, most people can stop at maybe what they've said, because now we've gotten to a point where we're teaching this one kingdom principle that you can have what you say. But even with that, because you would wonder, well, why don't some people say certain things? If that was true, because a lot of people talk about that, from The Secret all the way down to every motivational speaker, every inspirational speaker, every pastor, every preacher, and, you know, talks about how you can have what you say. If that was true, then more people would have more things, because people are saying a lot of things and or people are not saying a lot of things. If it was true that you could have what you say, why are people saying more things of what they want to have? But it's because it goes further back. It goes deeper than just saying something. It also has to do with what we're thinking. Because what we're thinking drives what we say. And then it goes beyond that, because it goes to what we believe. And then what we believe is taught. Everything you believe. You didn't come in this world with no beliefs. You didn't come with preset beliefs. Okay? So the only belief you came here with, all right, is believing that you need something to eat and drink. You know, you see little babies, they're going to want food the minute they get here. They already know to cry. You don't have to teach them, for the most part. They know to cry. They come here with some skills, okay? And one of the skills is that, and then they have these biological things they can do, like go to the bathroom, make tears, things of that nature. They can have reflex. But you notice a little baby's reflexes are off. They are taught, you know, that's why you play with them. You throw things up in the air. You let them see things bouncing and twirling. You're teaching them. That's why you don't just leave your kid laying in the crib. They're not taught anything. You got to pick them up, play with them. Move things from hand to hand. Put things behind them. Put things in front of them. Put things below. And you're teaching them reflexes. You're teaching them to look around. You're teaching them and don't even realize it. So we need to do more of this with little kids, right, little babies. And so there's a whole big study about that. You can look it up. Like I say, I'm no expert, but I've read basic psychology books, and they talk about this. This is what psychology talks about. For those of you who never wanted to take a psychology course, well, that's what psychology talks about. So just in basic psychology 101, it teaches you all about the development of a person, okay? Just individuals. So you can go and read that for yourself. You can go get a psychology. You don't have to go buy one. You can go to your nearest public library and just start from page one and start reading it. Most psychology books are very clear. It's pretty understandable. Even if they give you a word you don't know, they'll give you the definition and the meaning of it right there. So it's pretty easy to understand. So these little babies are taught things, and they're taught what to believe. Remember, a little baby does not believe that fire is hot. You have to teach them. No, 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 Mikey, don't touch that. No, it's hot. They don't know it's hot. You have to teach a little baby that if they, that you have to teach them about gravity. They don't know anything about gravity. They'll just as soon roll off that couch as a man in the moon, and they don't even have anything to stop them. And they may even laugh when they fall. You know, some babies will cry, but guess what? A few of them will laugh, too. You have to teach them. The minute we go, oh, oh, no, oh, we're already giving them a belief that this is something that is not desirable, not to be happy. And we're teaching them that when this happens, cry and be upset. And we're, you know, so everything you do around your child, you're teaching them something that they're just turning into a belief without you even knowing it, okay? That's why you have to be very, very careful around little children. And then we wonder when they get age five and we begin to notice all their personalities, some parents are truly stunned. Well, how did they get like that? Well, you taught them some kind of way, either in what you did or what you didn't do. You still taught the child, nonetheless. And that's not a negative thing. That's not a bad thing. You just need to recognize, since you are teaching them. But here's the important part of why I brought that up, about babies being taught even the simplest things, okay, is because you can reteach yourself. You can retrain yourself. Now, do you want to get rid of every belief you have? No, because you still need to believe that fire burns. You still need to believe if you walk out in the middle of a street where there's oncoming traffic, that if a Mack truck hits you, you will be almost destroyed, if not destroyed. You still need to believe that. You still need to believe that if you do not have a way to earn an income, that you will go hungry, possibly homeless, and possibly a bum on the street. You need to still believe that. That's a belief of something that you were taught as a child. Some people didn't believe it, okay, and then they had to experience it the hard way. But if you believe that, like some people, they believe that knowledge is power. That's what they believe. That's their belief system. They've been told that since they were 3 or possibly 2 years old. It's ingrained, it's embedded in their belief system, it's what they believe, and for that person, they seek knowledge above all else. And they're, because they believe, and this is for a person who wants power, they believe that knowledge is power. So they want power, so they go get it. Someone else believes, that's why you can get two children who grow up in the exact same household with the exact same parents, who may possibly even sleep in the exact same bed. And even though they did see the same belief, but what did you interpret about that belief or that behavior? You know, it's like, excuse me, it's like, what did you see about that belief. You know, that's those are the people who want to go a little bit extra, want to take it a little bit further, and begin to look at what they're being taught. Some people, you just teach them and they keep it moving. They never think about why or how. But then you have these other kids who assess everything that happens in their life, you know, even as little kids. Mommy, why I got to wear the red shirt? You know, where the other kid just puts the red shirt on and goes. The other kid, well, why? You know, they want to know why to everything. That's probably the other trait that they're born with. Some kids are born with that ability to go, why? They want it. They're curious, and a lot of kids do have that. A lot of kids have that, but it's just amazing how we do that. So you can change your beliefs starting right now. Yes, you can. If you believe that success is only for this kind of person and that kind of person, then guess what? It will only happen for you that way. It's all the way it will happen for you. If you believe that the only way to be successful with your career is that you got to work hard, and I mean not smart either. I mean working hard, not smart. Okay? If that's your belief, then you're going to always work harder, not smarter. Therefore, you'll probably end up with a lot more stress. You will lose a lot more energy. You will have a lot more frustrations in life. You will have less happiness and less fulfillment in life because of your belief system that everything has to be so hard, as opposed to someone else whose belief system is that as long as I'm working smart, I don't have to work as hard. Things will come to me easy. Doors will open to me more easy. Doors will open for me. In my life, doors will open supernaturally. Things that I could never see on my own. If I believe that, that people will come into my life that I could have never met on my own accord, then that's what I believe, and that's what's going to start happening to me. And it's already happened. Like, I remember one time, I was in the airport on my way to Dallas for a retreat. Well, the airport was jam-packed. It was packed. I mean, people were sleeping everywhere. It was 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. It wasn't the weekend before. It was the weekend before the weekend before. Everyone seemed to want to fly that year. It was so jam-packed. And, you know, because Thanksgiving lies on a Thursday. So, you know, at best you would think people would be trying to fly out that week before. But this was 2 weeks before. I couldn't understand. However, my flight was delayed, very, very, very delayed. I was at the airport 5 hours, 5 hours. Getting bumped from one flight because I was trying to go on a buddy pass. So I was getting bumped from one flight to another. I have been flying buddy passes for 20 years with my sister who used to work for American Airlines, starting back somewhere around 1985 or 86 when she started there. And I had been riding buddy passes ever since then. I never had that happen, not ever once. Never been bumped off a flight as much as I flew with that company. But here I was at the airport, bumped like 4 or 5 times, changing. Sometimes you have to change gates even. And it was just chaotic there. I mean, people were everywhere. So out of all of that, because I have a belief in the back of my head that I'm going to meet people in these odd ways that I could have never met them. Now, non-odd would be someone sitting in your classroom at school. Well, you got to go to school, so obviously you're going to meet people. So that would be like a non-obvious kind of way. I mean, that would be obvious. But non-obvious way would be like what happened at the airport. I had never in my life expected to be on a 5-hour delay. That's number one. But while I was delayed, there was a gentleman who had also was being delayed. He also had a family member, and he was also riding standby. So he was also being bumped. Well, we began to start a conversation about why we're there waiting and how bumped we were, and he began to share his story of how many gates he had been at, and I began to share my gate story and how many gates I had been at. And, you know, we were just kind of laughing about it, and we were amazed at how many people were at the airport. However, this person was a person who had a sibling that wanted to write a book, and we began to talk about my book, and he began to share some things, and he was from, like, Puerto Rico, Mexico, or somewhere like that. He had this sister with a television show down in Dallas that was looking for people like myself, and the conversation just got deeper and deeper and deeper, and we were like, you know, both of us were like, wow, how you could just meet someone of such great caliber on a humble, like being in a, like we should have been sitting back complaining about the flight and how come we're there 5 hours, whose fault is this? But we were over there making plans for the future. And that's what I mean. But had my belief system been in operation or not been in operation, my belief system is that I'm going to meet interesting people in interesting places that I never expected would ever happen. And so, therefore, since that's what I believe, it does have to happen for me. It may not have to happen for you. You have to find, if you want to see where your life is headed, if you want to know where your life is headed, you can start by looking at your belief system. So that's one of the activities, one of the main activities that I will do with you in our personal coaching sessions is try to peel back the onion, so to speak, and get to those, peel back those layers and layers and layers of buried beliefs that are driving your behavior, that's calling forth your outcomes. And so if you're not happy with the outcomes in your life, so I know a lot of people say, well, Coach Lalisa, you know, how do you do what you do? How do you get to this level where you are? And that's how I got there. I got to a point in my life, starting somewhere around age 34 or so, I began to look at my beliefs in a small way. But again, that was because in 1933, I took my first psychology course, which it does talk about our belief system and how we develop these beliefs from when we're little children. And so ever since I took that class, I kept building on it. I wasn't a psychology major, though I always was drawn to psychology. I always liked the psychology class. It was no problem for me. It was a great class. I did very well in the class. And then I also took a philosophy course, because when I went to work on my bachelor's degree, one of the courses that we had to take, well, in any degree, you still have to take what they call them, like a humanities-type class. So you got to take something like psychology, sociology, anthropology, or philosophy. You have to take one of those classes. So no matter what your major is, you still got to do a couple of credits under the humanities field. So instead of me, instead of taking psychology 101 and 102 or sociology 101 and 102, I said I'll do 101 of each. So I did a 101 in psychology, a 101 in sociology, and I did a 101 in philosophy. The only one I never took was anthropology, because at the time I just thought it was a studying like, you know, animals and things like that. Well, remember now, they consider human beings animals. So in this whole scientific scheme. And so I didn't know that studying anthropology, I would be studying people. I didn't know that. Had I known that, I would have taken an anthropology class as well. But by the time I learned it, I didn't have any more free electives to take anthropology. I mean, we talked about it a little bit in our political science classes, but not very much. So beliefs are the thing that, yeah, beliefs, when I think back to those courses, you know, some of them, I need to go do a review of all the courses that I've had, you know, since I first walked on that campus, because I've had over 100 classes, I'm sure, over 100 courses, and I need to go back and review the syllabus of all the classes so I can know what I know, because I've forgotten most of what I've taken. But I remember the fact that our beliefs, one thing I do remember is our beliefs, and so the various papers that were written and what have you. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you today. Today is Monday, marvelous Monday. Good morning. Good morning to those of you who were able to make it to the phone line. Unfortunately, the switchboard is not working today. Yes, what happened with, well, my computer, for one, is probably the biggest problem. And then Blog Talk Radio has grown so much from when it first started. It is such a big file. And in order to open it, you almost need a heavy-duty computer. You need a special, not just a little home computer almost. Well, if you do have a home computer, it needs to be a new one, or one that your memory is not taken up by videos and picture files. You know, they hold a lot of memory and databases like Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint, and all that. They take up a lot of your memory space, and so it causes our computers to run slow. So that's what's going on. So I do apologize for those of you who love the chat room, but the chat room wasn't open today. But you can listen to the archive. You can go back and download and listen to the archive of the show. I believe you will find something here that will help you. So we are, again, we're changing our belief. We're going to change our belief system because that's what drives our outcomes. So any outcome you're trying to change for yourself, a health outcome, you may be trying to lose weight, gain weight, get healthier, get fit, get in shape. Financially, same thing. You may be trying to clear up credit, clear up debt, get on the right track with your finances. It all starts with what we believe. What are our beliefs about money? And a lot of people who don't have money, it's because, not because they're black, not because they're female, not because they live in this town or that town or this town or that town. It's not because you're white. It's not because you're Asian. It's not because you're blue or green. It is because of what you believe about money. And, you know, Mr. Kiyosaki taught us about that. Robert Kiyosaki taught us in his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. He wrote that book seven, 8 years ago. He's from Hawaii. He talked about his natural father and then about having other father. It taught him a lot. So our beliefs drive the outcome. You want to change your outcome? Change your belief. You want to change your belief? Look at the outcome. Don't just change the belief. See if you're getting the right outcomes. If you're getting the right outcomes, fine. Stay that way. Don't change. But for the outcomes, when they're not good, it's time to make a change. And on that note, we're going to end this show. We're out of time. That was a fun topic. I can't believe a whole hour. It's amazing. I can't believe it. A whole hour has gone by. So we thank you for, I can't see who tuned into the show, so I don't want to start calling names because maybe you're not on the switchboard. But if you're on the switchboard, you know who you are. Thank you for tuning in and staying tuned for the entire show. We'll see you back here tomorrow, Tuesday. If you'd like to leave a comment, if you want to order the book, don't forget, go to www.lilisajwilliams.com and order your copy, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Get those beliefs changed so those outcomes can be what you want. And remember, I know you're not going to hear the closing music today because I have a switchboard to show it. However, if I could sing, I would sing to you, because there ain't no stopping you now, and your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. This has been Coach LaLisa, and have a powerful day.